Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessing to sing those words. Well, greetings to each one this morning. I'm thankful to be here. I'm very blessed and encouraged by the singing and just a heart of worship. This morning, my thoughts, in the past week, I've been meditating on what to share and what could be an encouragement for each one of us. So what I have is something quite simple, and it'll be a lot of reading of God's Word. So I don't want you to just sit back and relax, but on the other hand, I encourage you to just listen. Many of these scriptures are very, many of us know them quite well. And so it's not going to be new this morning, but I just want it to be a blessing and encouragement for us. But the scriptures that I have chosen to read have been on the prophecies of the Messiah and comparing them from the Old Testament to the New. So there's a number of points, I guess, that I'd just like to read. There was, I came across this couple fellows that had done a study on what the odds would be for, I'll just read some of this, I guess. Some scholars suggest that there are more than 300 prophetic scriptures completed in the life of Jesus. Circumstances such as birthplace, lineage, and method of execution were beyond his control and could not have been accidentally or deliberately fulfilled. So these fellows started looking into just what the probability would be for one man, whether accidentally or deliberately, how he could fulfill just eight of these prophecies. And I guess they came up with the number. I'm not sure how they did, but this was the number of odds that it would be, I guess. I'm not sure what that number is, but actually I think I've won too many. But anyway, we get the point. Anyway, just as an idea, they said that if you were to cover the state of Texas with silver dollars, it would be approximately 2 feet deep. So if you would put a mark on one of those and stir them all together and then blindfold someone and tell him that he should go find it, that's approximately the odds they figured it would be for all these things to come to be with the prophecies. Now, I don't understand how they got to that, but I was just really challenged as I thought of that, and as we read these scriptures, maybe we can just keep that in mind. So we'll begin with point number one, and these are not all my compilings, but I use some other sources for that. Number one, the Messiah would be born of a woman. Genesis 3:15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 21. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Galatians 4:4-5. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Number two, the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. Micah 5:2. But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. Matthew 2:1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. And as I read this, we could read much more of these passages, but we will interlap some of those as we go on. So I'm just going to keep moving and see how far we can get here. Number 3, Messiah would be born of a virgin. Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Luke 1:26-31. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutations this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. Number 4, the Messiah would come from the line of Abraham. Genesis 22, verse 18. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Matthew 1:1. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. And I'm going to skip two of them here. Two of them were the Messiah would be a descendant of Isaac and also of Jacob. Number 7, Messiah would come from the tribe of Judah. Genesis 49, verse 10. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Hebrews 7:14. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. Number 8, the Messiah would be heir to King David's throne. 2 Samuel 7, verse 12 and 13. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. Isaiah 9, verse 7. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Luke 1:32-33. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Number 9, Messiah's throne will be anointed and eternal. Psalm 45:6-7. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Daniel 2:44. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Luke 1:33. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Hebrews 1:8-12. But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, They all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shall they fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. Messiah will be called, number 10, Messiah will be called Emmanuel. Isaiah 7, verse 14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Matthew 1, verse 23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God with us. Number 11. Messiah will spend a season in Egypt. Hosea 11, verse 1. When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. Matthew 2, verse 14 and 15. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Number 12, a massacre of children would happen at Messiah's birthplace. Jeremiah 31, verse 15. Thus saith the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rahel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted for her children, because they were not. Matthew 2, verse 16 through 18. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, in Ramah there was a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they are not. Number 13, a messenger would prepare the way for the Messiah. Isaiah 40, verses 3 through 5. The voice of him that cried in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Luke chapter 3, verse 3 through 6. And he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. As it is written in the books of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Number 14, the Messiah would be rejected by his own people. Isaiah 53, verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. John 1, verse 10 through 12. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Number 15, Messiah would be a prophet. Deuteronomy 18, verse 15. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken. Acts 3, verse 20 through 22. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the time of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord thy God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. Number 16, Messiah would be preceded by Elijah. Malachi 4, 5 and 6. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Matthew 11, verse 13 and 14. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if you will receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come. Number 17, Messiah would be declared the Son of God. Psalms 2, verse 7. And I will declare the Lord, I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. Matthew 3, 16 and 17. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. The Messiah would be called a Nazarene. Isaiah 11, verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Matthew 2, verse 23. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets. He shall be called a Nazarene. Number 19, Messiah would bring light to Galilee. Isaiah 9, 1 and 2. Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea beyond Jordan in Galilee of the nations. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Matthew 4, 13 through 16. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region in shadow of death, light is sprung up. Number 20, the Messiah would speak in parables. Psalm 78, 2 through 4. And I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. Matthew 13, verses 10 through 15. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Number 21, the Messiah would be sent to heal the brokenhearted. Isaiah 61, verses 1 and 2. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Luke 4, 18 and 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. 22, Messiah would be priest after the order of Melchizedek. Psalm 110, verse 4, the Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Hebrews 5, 5 through 5 and 6. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. As he saith also in another place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And we know where that other place is. Number 23, the Messiah will be called king. Zechariah 9:9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. Matthew 27, verse 37. And set up over his head, and set up over his head his accusation written, this is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Number 24, the Messiah would be praised by little children. Psalm 8, verse 2. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. Matthew 21, verse 16. And said unto him, hearest thou what they say? And Jesus saith unto them, yea, have ye never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise? Number 25, the Messiah would be betrayed. Psalms 41, verse 9. Yea, my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. Zechariah 11, verse 12 and 13. And I said unto them, if ye think good, give me my price, and if not, forbear. So they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said unto me, cast it unto the potter, a goodly price that I was prized at of them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver and cast them to the pottery in the house of the Lord. Luke chapter 22, 47 and 48. And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? And also, the next point is related to the previous one. The Messiah's price money would be used to buy a potter's field. And again, it's in Zechariah 11, verse 12 through 13. I'll just skip that. Going to Matthew 27, 9 and 10. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, and they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, whom they of the children of Israel did value, and gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord appointed me. 27, Messiah would be falsely accused. Psalms 35, verse 11. False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. Mark 14, verses 57 and 58. And there arose certain and bare false witness against him, saying, we heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another made without hands. Number 28, the Messiah would be silent before his accusers. Isaiah 53, verse 7. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Mark 15, 4 and 5. And Pilate asked him again, saying, answerest thou nothing? Behold, how many things they witness against thee. But Jesus yet answered nothing, so that Pilate marveled. Number 29, Jesus would be spat upon and struck. Isaiah 50, verse 6. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair, and hid not my face from shame and spitting. Matthew 26, verse 67. Then they did spit in his face and buffeted him, and others smote him with the palms of their hands. Number 30, the Messiah would be hated without cause. Psalm 35, verses 19. Let them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. Psalm 69, verse 4. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. John 15, 24 and 25. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now they that had seen, now have they both seen and hated me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. 31. The Messiah would be crucified with criminals. Isaiah 53, verse 12. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Matthew 27, verse 38. Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Number 32, the Messiah will be given vinegar to drink. Psalm 69, verse 21. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Matthew 19, 28 through 30. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished, and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Number 33, the Messiah's hands and feet would be pierced. Psalm 22:16. For dogs have compassed me, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. John 20, verse 25. The other disciple therefore saith unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. Number 34, the Messiah would be mocked and ridiculed. Psalm 22, 7 and 8. And all they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, He trusted in the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. Luke 23, verse 35. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he be the Christ, the chosen of God. Number 35, the soldiers would gamble for the Messiah's garments. Psalm 22, verse 18. They parted my garments among them, and cast lots upon my vesture. Luke 23, verse 34. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. Number 36, the Messiah's bones would not be broken. Exodus 12, verse 46. In one house shall be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall ye break a bone thereof. Psalm 34, verse 20. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. John 19, verse 33 through 36. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that what he saith is true, that ye might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled, a bone of him shall not be broken. I think I might just skip a couple of these. Number 39, soldiers would pierce the Messiah's side. Zechariah 12, verse 10, and I will pour out upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. John 19:34. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. Number 40, the Messiah would be buried with the rich. Isaiah 53, verse 9. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Matthew 27, 57 through 60. When the even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth. And he laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. Number 41, the Messiah would resurrect from the dead. Psalm 16, verse 10. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Psalm 49, verse 15. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Matthew 28, 2 through 7. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and become as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not, ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There ye shall see him. Lo, I have told you. Number 42, the Messiah would ascend to heaven. Psalm 24, 7 through 10. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Mark 16, verse 9. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. Number 43, the Messiah would be seated at God's right hand. Psalm 68, verse 18. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive, thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Psalm 110, verse 1. The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Matthew 22, verse 44. The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. Number 44, this is the last point. The Messiah will be a sacrifice for sin. Isaiah 53, 5 through 12. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Romans 5:6-8. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I just want to leave those verses with you all. I've been greatly blessed and encouraged, I guess, reading those. And just thank you for listening.